Speaking of facilities, how's the pump out situation? Is it still going to be easy access for people that want to do that?
During the meeting, we talked about pump out over here, okay, for the cruise ships as well as transient vessels, and still maintaining the pump out over here.
So they'll be pumped out for the cruise ships? For the,
correct. You mean for the small ones?
The small one.
Small vessels, large vessels.
Small cruise ships, not the 1,000-footers.
Correct.
The ACL boats in particular.
Right, okay, independent.
They expressed to us that it would be helpful for them if there was pump out fresh water and even power trip.
That would be quite an investment there. But,
It would, and there seems to be some openness on their part to discussing being a part of that investment. So that's up to the committee to decide if that's something they want or not.
Did I hear you say pump out fresh water and with shore power the
shore
third
power.
One?
Shore power.
So what kind of government approvals do you need? What agencies?
The Army Corps, DP, those two in particular. Mm-hmm. The judging involved.
And we're losing moorings. Do we get reimbursed for that? Or what?
So I took the opportunity. Matt had given me an image that shows all the moorings.
Yeah.
And I put the improvements on there. And so clearly, you know, there are some moorings, and this kind of unofficial channel would have to get relocated. You have to get out to the ferry channel that way. In this.
So would we get? Would the city get reimbursed?
I think you.
I'm not sure you're going to lose anymore.
No, I think what we do is reorganize them. Like there's definitely some inefficiencies in the way these lay out. I think you could. There's some gaps and holes that you can see. I think if you laid things out a little more orderly, you might be able to keep the same amount of moorings. Now, people would have to move from where they traditionally were.
Right. So the city would have to approve the...
Actually, that's covered under submerged lands. Mm-hmm.
State?
Yeah.
So do we...
We actually manage those mooring leases under the main submerged lands program. So yes, some will need to be moved, but it gives us the opportunity, like Mike said, to actually reorganize that whole mooring field if you choose to do so, to make it a lot more efficient, be able to fit more boats in a smaller area.
So if is there an alternative? I mean, this is dependent on us action. Is there action you guys are going to go ahead and take?
We'll be before the council on this matter.
Yeah.
But obviously, we need to come here first and hopefully gain your support. If you think this is a good idea, certainly that would be the ideal thing. And then,
we're also meeting with other stakeholders, watching festival in a couple of weeks.
And then we would, you know, this is kind of a big deal. You know, there's obviously there'd be moorings have to move around, and operations of the harbor master would have to change. And like I said, we're thinking big, and there's a lot of benefits to this. And hope you folks see that, and hope that the city sees that. And
I guess what I'm wondering if we don't have the funding, but you guys do have funding, what are you going to do?
We did talk about that.
Could go forward independent of, you know, there's a problem with this finger float as you currently arrange things, so that would be maybe something you'd have to concede on, but you could flop these moorings over to the other side, I think. The dinghies floats. I think you could move forward at independently, but there are some positives to, like for instance, Yachting Solutions went ahead and they hired someone to do bathymetry, and they went ahead and did bathymetry for all the city's land, submerged lands as well. And there's also going to be testing because it'd be dredging with both of these projects. In the testing, it just makes sense to do all the testing at once, and Yachting Solutions picking up that expense. It's just as easy to do it all at the same time.
You include the
fish pier.
Dredging? No, that's a separate program.
That's a
So then the collaboration between Yachting Solutions, it sounds like, and the city, excuse me, you two, and the city, is, would be, right now, the only collaboration would be the dredging and the testing, because right now there are no funds that I'm aware of that the city has. So where, what is Yachting Solutions, what's your next step? What's Yachting Solutions' next step?
Well, we need to move forward with permitting for the project, so on our side. So the reason that we're testing at the same time is because of timing. You know, like Matt said, if we want to go ahead and get further grant funds, BIG funds or whatnot, for the city's purposes, you know, that's going to take some time. But at least we'll all know what's possible. So that's why we decided to go ahead and understand what's there, what's there for soil samples, what's there for bathymetry, all that stuff now. We've got about a two-year window. It's a little bit longer than we thought, but it effectively is a two-year window to get a permit and start construction on our side. Originally, we were looking at a much less costly project to build, but you know, I think the benefits of creating a much more concise inner harbor that benefits everybody is great collaboration.